Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting third. The left fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting eighth. The DH, Terry Harper. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Walt Terrell. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ken Gerhart. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Young. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rene Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rick Burleson. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Eric Bell. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a line drive towards third. Gonzalez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson takes first base on ball four. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Herndon reaches second base with a double. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive towards third. Gonzalez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins juggles the ball. That's an error on Brookins. Lynn moves to third. Ripken moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray takes first base on ball four. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. Lynn scores. Ripken moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's Tigers, 2, Orioles, 2. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is called out on strikes. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Sheets moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Orioles. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez fields it and throws to first for the out. Heath moves to second. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Heath moves to third. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez fields it and throws to home to get Heath. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Brookins moves to second. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Madlock hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gerhardt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Orioles. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Lynn moves to second. Mark Thurmond now pitching. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lynn moves to third. Ripken moves to second. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn scores. Ripken scores. It's 7-2, Orioles. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sheets moves to second. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Sheets moves to third. Young moves to second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Sheets scores. Young moves to third. Gonzalez moves to second. It's 8-2, Orioles. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Gerhardt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gibson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Trammell is called out on strikes. 1 out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Sheet settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lynn strikes out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Trammell fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Terry Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Brookins reaches second base with a double. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gibson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Orioles. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Herndon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Gerhart hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Terry Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brookins takes first base on ball 4. Harper moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ken Gerhart now playing center field. Lee Lacy now playing right field. Larry Sheets now playing left field. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-3 in the game. Madlock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson misplays the ball. That's an error on Burleson. Luis De Leon now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Gibson steals second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Sheridan pinch hits for Larry Herndon. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Pat Sheridan now playing right field. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Mike Henman now pitching. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gonzalez strikes out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lemon moves to third. Johnny Grubb pinch hits for Terry Harper. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lemon tags and scores. One out. It's 8-4, Orioles. Scott McGregor now pitching. Darrell Evans pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Tom Knight and Feuer now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-4 in the game. Madlock hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Darrell Evans now playing third base. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Gerhardt hits a line drive towards third. Evans reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lacy moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Whitaker fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Lacey moves to third. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Sheets takes first base on ball 4. Murray moves to second. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Young takes first base on ball 4. Lacey scores. Murray moves to third. Sheets moves to second. It's 9-4, Orioles. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gerhardt. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gibson moves to third. One out. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheridan takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gibson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-5, Orioles. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.